A new report has found that many essential workers are dealing with overcrowding at home. The Affordable Housing for Generations team has found that while essential workers are out serving the nation, they're putting their children, partners or housemates at risk due to a lack of space. Kay Saville-Smith is the co-leader of that team, and I spoke to her a short time ago about the findings.
What we were interested in as part of our looking at the housing situations of key workers and how they might inhibit economic development by not being well housed, we decided we really needed to look at the essential workers in that group of key workers, those ones that have been asked to go in and out of their bubbles. And so it's not easy to do that under COVID, but it's not easy to do that even if it wasn't for COVID. So we looked at the Household Economic Survey. We pulled out a set of essential workers who are moving in and out of their bubbles, police, nurses, other healthcare workers, supermarkets, and staff and checkout operators, and we looked at their housing conditions and what they were experiencing, and we looked at it for two reasons. One is because housing has become the first line of defence in the COVID pandemic, not just in New Zealand but everywhere. So if your housing doesn't work for you, then we have a problem. And of course for this group, they move in and out. They have to because they're servicing the community by moving in and out of their bubbles.
Is this existing data that you've analysed?
That's existing data. So the Household Economic Survey, which is a 2019 survey, hasn't been done in the midst of COVID. It's before that. So we've looked at that data to get an understanding of what essential workers would be facing in their bubbles. We'd, of course, like to use the census, but the census is both old and in the current circumstances, the household data of census hasn't been released.
So overall, what picture has this painted for you in this research, and for what does housing look like for essential workers essentially?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is that in this group of around 290,000 odd essential workers, we have 52,000 of those are dealing with excessive housing costs. That is that they're paying out more than 30% of their income on excessive housing costs. And of those, 28,000 of them are in the rental market. So one of the first things that becomes clear when you look at this data is that if you're in owner occupation, even with a mortgage, you're actually in a much more resilient situation for those than those that actually rent. Those that rent are more crowded. Those that rent are facing bigger household costs relative to their incomes than those that are owner-occupiers.
That was Kay Saville-Smith, co-leader of the Affordable Housing for Generations team, speaking to me earlier.